Triple M, it is Malloy, and joining us from our Triple M Brisbane studios on this Tuesday afternoon.
Coming in strong.
Ross Noble.
Hello, Ross. How are you?
Hello. I'm up a palm tree. That's how it works up here.
That's what I'm imagining. You on a hammock right now drinking something out of a coconut.
Can I just say that if my wife is listening, no, I am in gulag style conditions.
Working
She's
hard.
Currently in a lockdown, looking after our children, and I've dug a ditch, and I'm lying in the ditch. there's no sunshine here.
You
please don't dob me in.
How are your gigs going? Because I know you're chasing the whatever borders we're allowed to perform in at the moment.
Yes.
It's a hard game. But you got to Queensland, and they're bloody good live crowds, aren't they?
And look, it's one of those things, in case anyone is going, hang on a second, he's had some sort of exemption. Absolutely not. A couple of weeks ago, what I do is I watch the AFL players.
Right.
And when they start to migrate, because they've got the inside track.
Oh.
Somebody's on the phone. Somebody's going, get the lads out of here. And I just keep an eye on the sports. And as soon as they start moving them, I'm like, you know, in those war films where the guy like hides underneath the truck. I basically do that. So as they migrate north, I've got an expression that I like to use. And it's basically, you know, like red sky at night, shepherd's delight. You know that sort of.
I do.
I use this. It's footy players on a plane, lockdown again. So you just watch. So I've set up my own. I've set up like my own hub. I've been on the Gold Coast. Didn't leave the. I don't have to quarantine, but I quarantined in, and I've been checking on the. You know how you got to check the exposure sites for 14 days to see that you haven't. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving the exposure sites.
Have you come across anything good?
Oh, some great ones. There was one fella in Sydney who dropped his kid off at school, then went to a strip club. I mean, that's commitment. But what about this one? There was one.
That's good parenting. At least you didn't take the kid to the strip club and then drop him off at school.
Because, exactly.
I mean, come on.
Pick him up from school, strip club. McDonald's.
The parent-teacher night.
Exactly.
All after the one.
There's a great one in Victoria, which was, get this, right? There was an exposure site at Jesus is the Way Christian Church.
Call
me old-fashioned, but if you're a Christian church, if you're called Jesus is the Way, I don't think you need to put the words Christian Church in there. No, nobody thinks it's a fried chicken place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Jesus really didn't help out with that whole COVID thing, did he? You know what I mean? You've been sent on your way.
Exactly. Don't share the
So that's
water.
A good. That's, did I tell you? So my exposure site was.
Oh, God. No. The last thing you want to hear is Mick Malloy saying, let me tell you about my exposure site.
Well, it was really embarrassing, I have to say. And they went, Mick, were you at Crown Casino between these times?
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Were you in Theatre 5? Yes. Cruella.
Oh, Cruella.
Yes, I was at the 7 o'clock screening of Cruella at Crown. Why couldn't it have been a titty bar or a tattoo parlour or some kind of, I don't know, but it was very embarrassing for me.
Did you enjoy the film, though?
It was a very good film. Emma Stone was wonderful.
Well, I mean, at least you didn't turn up to the strip club with a load of Dalmatians. That's always awkward.
Do you know what? There was a story of a woman gave birth in the car park of a strip club. It's a story that I heard recently. I went, well, that's one way to get the dad to be present at the birth. gave birth to a girl. So, hi, this is my daughter, Christina, or you can call her Persephone.
At least you didn't give birth on the pole.
Well, that
you know, because that's always tricky, isn't it? Always awkward. When someone's got to buff that brass, that's what you don't, you never hear about that. The unsung heroes that keep this country running, the brass buffer.
It should be they're essential services. They should be allowed to work through a lockdown, surely. I remember there was a fire at the Crazy Horse in Adelaide, strip club, and I was wondering to myself, how long would it take the fire brigade to get to that Right. Within 3 minutes, there were 50 firemen standing around.
In.
Well, the great thing about the when there's a fire in a strip club, often the alarm and the firemen come down the ramp.
Down the stripper pole.
Yeah, they're just upstairs.
And, of course, most of them were firemen, apart from one male stripper who was dressed as a fireman. But he just took his clothes off and stormed the stage. Hey, can you hang about, please?
Yes.
Ross, we want to make some more lots progress to talk with about. You. There's lots to get through.
Yep.
More after this.
It's Malloy. Triple M, this is Malloy. Tonight, Brisbane powerhouse Ross Noble is on stage July 27 to August 8. alist.com.au. He's joining us from our Brisbane studio.
And if you haven't seen Ross before, buckle up.
Oh, my God.
You're in for a big one.
It's so good.
Strap yourself in, and if you need any emergency counselling afterwards, there are numbers you can call. That's a great joint, too, by the way. That's one of my favourite venues in Australia.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, and I'm 2 weeks. 2 weeks
awesome.
I'm there for.
That's so good.
2 weeks.
A dream.
You will. You've got to get Anastasia Palaszczuk to come along. Like she turned up in Japan. She should turn up to one of your gigs, when you come on stage, do that little jump like she did when they got the Olympics. That'd be a good start.
I'd be more than happy for her to do a short press conference before I come on.
You could get up and do a Q&A.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that. I turn up to one of her press conferences. It was meant to have, it's 4 hours long, it's been. I have to say as well, so basically, while I'm up here, I've put an extra show on in Toowoomba.
Oh, well,
I've got another one in Cairns. They're not official ones, but I thought, I'm up here.
You're up here. I'm adding them in.
Everything's open. I've bonged them in. I'm ducking and diving. I'm bobbing and weaving.
Cairns is one of my favourite places in Australia, bar none. They will love your comic stylings up there. What else is going on in your world, can I ask? Is there anything did you put the blinkers on when it comes time to do your stand-up and your live performances?
Not at all. No, I've been because I've been trying to avoid people. I don't have to go in lockdown, but I thought I'll just do it. So I've been in there since we last spoke. Did you see Brett Sutton? You know the health.
Brett Sutton, Melbourne's chief health officer, who I'm a little disappointed in because he went on a holiday when we were all locked down. I thought it was a bit much.
He's up here in the palm tree.
Right now at the pool bar.
Did you see though? He had his jab,
right.
And he's got tattoos.
So he's quite popular with the ladies, isn't he? Like Brett Sutton's one of these. All the girls seem to think he's their favourite chief health officer. Yeah. And what's his tattoo?
I couldn't really see, but it looked like it was sort of like. I tried to zoom in, and I think, because it looked like wings, and I think, when I say wings, like the actual wings, not Paul McCartney and Linda, it's just Paul and Linda. No, he sort of had wings, and I think...
It's not, is it?
I can't confirm, but I think it might be a tattoo of Daniel Andrews holding up in his North Face jacket. like an angel.
I thought you were going to say Icarus. Me after too. Our discussion on this show.
I thought it was going.
Icarus is still the topic raging on Triple M.
Honestly.
It dominated the airways up until Friday. They were still ringing in. My favourite caller, though, because I was convinced Icarus was a horse, and I didn't take it well when I found out that there was a fair bit of argument to the contrary. But my favourite caller, he just gave up in the end, was this bloke.
Well, Ross is very, very right, Mr. Malloy. Nicky boy, you are very, very wrong.
And what is your bona fides on this one?
I am a retired history teacher.
Okay.
And Icarus and Dadlius were imprisoned in the labyrinth. Icarus flew too close to the sun, melted his wings, the rest is history.
So what happened to the horse?
Mate, there ain't no horse.
I've exasperated a history teacher. Mate, there is no horse. Anyway, that's one of my mythical figures. If I want to invent a horse that flew too close to the sun, that had wings, that's my choice.
Exactly. It's your problem.
You do it all the time on your show.
Exactly. So I have come up with this idea for a little feature you might like called Mix Mythical Mates.
Oh, go on.
It can't be.
So what I've done, right, is I've gone through all of the mythical beasts and I've come up with, I'm going to say the name of a mythical beast and see if you can guess what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Just for, you know, start a bit of a debate, you know, because people love the mythical chat, right?
Yeah, sure.
So I present to you Mick Malloy, one of your mythical mates, is the hippocamp. And let me just say, it's not a hippopotamus going, oh, I don't like this river. It's not that.
There goes my first response. Well, no, it's a place where, you know, like they have an elephant graveyard.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
There's a hippo camp. So you go, where do you want to go, kids? Do you want to go check out the elephant graveyard? No. Dad, let's go to the hippo camp. And we all go down there. And strangely enough, they're sitting around a fire. They're sitting around a fire toasting marshmallows, telling stories from the old days.
Ah.
The early. Yeah. And you've got to be quiet, otherwise their ears turn around really fast. You know when they do that thing?
Or have you seen a hippo pooing?
Oh,
have you ever seen a hippo
pooing? No, they get the propeller going, no, they?
They do, yeah. Spray it everywhere. You wouldn't want to be in the bushes at the hippo camp. I can tell you that.
Don't sneak up on them in the hippo camp.
Yeah, the alarm's gone off. A hippo camp, and this has got to be one of the worst mythical creatures, like by design, right? Yes. It's half horse, half fish.
Half horse, half fish.
Now, I don't know how this works. Is it a big fish's head on a hippo body?
Yeah.
Or is it like a hippo's body and then just a little stickleback tail flipping around? This is a genuine thing.
If you featured
on the Trevi Fountain.
Is it?
It's on the Trevi Fountain, and it's also the logo of Air France. So, Mick, what do you think to the hippo camp? Your thoughts?
The half... What is it? Half horse, half fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
All I can think of is if it was a dish, it would be surf and turf. If you ordered it, like if you went into a bistro, hungry, I'll have the hippo camp because it's all surf and turf. Yeah. Number 42, your hippo camp is ready.
Hey. So it's like a kind of a, because the French, they eat the horse. So it would be like a sort of a French chowder.
That's right. That's what you're saying. And it'd be offensive to God. So you'd have to eat it under a blanket. You know, how they eat that bird egg? You know, bird egg. So you can't eat the hippocampus until you've put like a,
horse blanket over the top. Or a fishing rope.
Triple M, it is Malloy with Mick Malloy and Ross Noble, who tonight, Brisbane Powerhouse, got some more shows coming to Cairns and Toowoomba as well, which is unreal. You've also got the YouTube, the Unnatural History Show, and, of course, your podcast as well. You're a very busy man, Ross.
He is, indeed.
There's a lot going on with
you. Can we play a quick grab from the latest podcast,
yes,
please?
Yes, the time has come. Take a look.
I have lots of photographs of my eldest daughter when she was a toddler. In the days where we used to have the plastic bags at the supermarkets, I used to like to put two holes in the bottom of the bag, put her in the bag, legs would come out the bottom,
and then
I would put the handles over her shoulders, and she'd have a lovely bag dress.
Where would she go in her bag dress?
Just around the house. I mean, I always observe her because you can't have her children playing with plastic bags.
No, I know. It was supervised bag dressing.
It's a lot of fun you can have at home. You'd be great for homeschooling now if she wasn't fully grown adult. I mean, that's kind of changed.
Although her growth was stunted because she was trapped in bags for most of her childhood. It always used to surprise me the fact that those carrier bags would have... you know, you'd buy something and it'd be printed on the plastic. It would always say, "This bag is not a toy."
Right.
Yeah. How terrible a parent would you have to be? Christmas Day. Did you get me a bike? No, here's a plastic bag.
Shall I unwrap it, Dad? No, there's nothing to unwrap. That's it. That is it.
That is the toy. That is the very toy.
Hey, you're on stage tonight. Can I ask, I just had this in mind. I don't know how you open your show these days, but would you ever consider doing it to U2, Vertigo, Un, Deux, what was it?
Un, Deux, Trois.
Quatre,
Trois.
Quatre, Because that you've made that famous French. Here. We can't listen to that song on this radio station or play it or throw to it now without just falling over laughing at that.
Well, you know what? There's an update.
I received
what can only be described as a deluge of correspondence on the social media.
Yes.
It turns out that after he says, you've got French in my head now.
Yes, I have it. Have you got it there, Dave?
Dos, tres, quatorze.
That's it, yeah.
Un, deux, trois. What's French for 14?
Quatorze.
Quatorze?
Onze, deux,
quatorze. Un, deux, trois. Quatorze. When he plays Paris. Well, it turns out, right?
I can't speak every language, but I can order a beer in 52 countries.
Wow.
Je veux dire une Heineken? Ik ben een Heineken.
Is that what you? Because I do. Because I don't drink, but I learn a little bit of each language, the country I go to, and I learn to say "Ik ben de kikker vanger, ik van de kikker." Right?
Wow.
And yeah, that's Dutch. And
I'm
I was in Holland and I was doing some gigs. And I said to my mate, I said, there's a couple of ladies. He was a single fella, and I said, watch this, and I said. I walked over to him and went, ik ben de kikkerwanger, ik van de kikker. And then I walked back to him at the bar and I go, are they staring? Are they staring? And he goes, they are staring. They're definitely staring. I said, right, I'm going to bed. You go over there, get chatting, right? And I saw him the next day at breakfast and he was like, you bastard. And I said, what? And he went, you walked over to those women and said, I am the frog catcher. I catch the frog. That was fantastic.
And it was dead right. And
absolutely, yes.
That's a dead that's your line, that's your intro, is it? That's your
100%. I mean, like, you know, I've been with my wife for 20 years, but I tell you what, if I was a single man, I'd be putting myself out there as a Dutch fraud.
All right, so you too. What happened?
You too. So basically, it turns out that after he says, unos, dos, tres, catorce, right?
Yeah.
He says something else that we missed. While we were laughing at him, we missed the... He actually says, if you turn it up, he says, afterwards, he goes, turn it up, Captain.
Oh.
He actually says, turn it up. Have you got it?
Yeah,
Did you hear it?
Turn it up, Captain.
Aye, aye. Turn it up, Captain.
I cannot give her any more power, Captain.
He has gone all
Captain Kirk.
He's lost the plot. He's gone rogue.
I think you've got it. I think that you two are running. They're on a spaceship. Their recording studio's on a spaceship. They're trying to get out of the grip of the Klingons.
Yes.
I can't give it any more, Captain. Turn it up, Captain. Oh, no, Bono.
Oh, no, Bono.
I can't go any faster, Bono.
You are too good.
And then, what about this, right? Mm. This is what I thought, because at some point, you two, I'm now calling this Bono Watch. Right?
Yeah.
Do contact me on the socials if you've got anything. Bono's up to something in one of your songs, do let me know. Because I want to try this, right? When we finally get Stadium Rock back, right?
Yes.
And you two come to Australia, right? I want to start a chant. You know those chants, certain songs, like Will I Ever See Your Face Again?
Yeah.
We all know what people chant, right? Why don't we do this, right? In Sunday Bloody Sunday, right?
Yes.
Bono sings, how long must I sing this song, right? Now that song is 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
All right. How long must we sing this song? How long must we sing this song?
Four minutes and 40 seconds. Like that. What about that? Imagine an entire stadium.
Yeah.
You join me, play again. You do it with me, Mick.
All right.
We're at the gig. We're up and
away. Yeah. Four minutes and 41 seconds. We're gonna have placards in the crowd. Like John 4:41. All right, you've done enough. You really have. You, that's what they can do tonight. That'll be a good heckle. That'll be a good heckle. Tonight at the Powerhouse, and don't forget the extra gigs, by the way. Cairns, what a treat.
And Toowoomba.
Yeah. Hey, always a pleasure to catch up, big fella. Thanks
for having me.
Good on you,
Ross. A-list.com.au for tickets to see Ross Noble. It's Malloy.